Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
They knew they were harming children or killing the children, and they chose to cover it up and not make it public. We wouldn't do this to animals.
Friends, that was Karen Kingston, the Big Pharma drug trials data expert at the Reawaken America Tour. And she goes on to say, this is a conspiracy to commit aggravated assault and murder. This may be one of the most important videos you or the people you love will ever see. But before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Friends, I'm making this video featuring Dr. Vernon Coleman, who says, finally, we have medical proof the COVID jab is murder, and Karen Kingston, who says, this is an act of war against us all. But I want to lead this video off with this incredible Verify segment on my local news. Now, I believe these segments are produced nationally and then distributed to the local news hubs. I find this particular Verify segment completely stunning for this reason. They try to impugn the very intelligent Dr. Carrie Madej, who I've interviewed and who cares deeply about people and would like very much to help detoxify those who have chosen to take the vaccine. And we know it's not a vaccine. In fact, it is a bioweapon, as Karen Kingston proves in her presentation. The mRNA vaccine is a bioweapon. So with that in mind, let's watch this Verify segment and break it down.
Well, a doctor is claiming on social media that you can detox the COVID vaccine from your body, but is that really true? Can a person really hit the undo button on the vaccine after getting the shot? Our Verify team looks into it.
Detox.
Videos claiming you can detox in a chemical bath started popping up on social media sites as more employers start mandating their workers get vaccinated against COVID-19. Social media users say taking a bath in a mixture of chemicals will remove the vaccine from your body. So let's verify. Can you detox to remove a vaccine from your body?
All right, I want to pause it there. These segments are so absolutely nefarious because these people, these quote-unquote journalists, if they just did cursory research, they would quickly learn that the vaccine is a bioweapon and the last thing you want to do is take it. But if you're foolish enough to choose to take it, can you get it out of your body? No, you can't. You're stuck with it. And now they're coming after our kids. Let's watch the rest of this segment, and then I'm going to play the proof that this is a bioweapon and you need to spread this information far and wide to friends, family, and everyone you know.
Our sources are the National Institutes of Health, Assistant Clinical Professor of Medicine at the University of Colorado, Dr. Pyle Coley, and Dr. Richard Clark, Medical Director at the California Poison Control Center in San Diego. Many of the videos use clips from a speech by Dr. Carrie Mottick explaining what she claims the detox will treat.
They take care of pesticides, they take care of heavy metals, all kinds of things, even some parasites.
Mottick posted on her website on November 16th that the clips were taken out of context, adding, quote, "I have never stated that I can detox anyone from the current jabs," unquote. And other doctors told Verify, there's nothing you can do once a vaccine is given.
All right, again, I have to pause it there. There's nothing you can do once you take this bioweapon. And Carrie Madej would love to be able to help the people who have chosen to take this bioweapon. But as this segment goes on to say, once you take it, you're stuck.
Impossible to remove a vaccine from your body once it has been injected. So once that's been injected inside you, it sets those dominoes into motion with your immune system responding with an immune response.
That process begins almost immediately after injection. Doctors say the only way to lessen the effects of some vaccines is to wait for them to naturally lose their potency.
This makes my blood boil because people do not understand, and they are not being told by these mercenary whores in the media, that the spike protein is the bioweapon, that this vaccine is a bioweapon that immediately begins to destroy your immune system. And as Dr. Zev Zelenko informed me in my recent interview, it is giving people who take it acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS.
We've had vaccines around so much longer than the COVID vaccine that you would think if there was any tried and true method of getting rid of the effects of the vaccine, we'd certainly know it by now.
So it's false that you can detox to remove a vaccine from your body. Doctors say many of these videos suggest using dangerous chemicals that the NIH warns can have a serious and potentially deadly side effect. With your Verify, I'm Brandon Lewis.
So that's pretty unbelievable, isn't it? Anything that you might try to do to get this bioweapon out of your body, they warn, would involve taking chemicals that might do you harm. Are you kidding me? Friends, now I'm going to play the clip from Dr. Vernon Coleman. It's about 3 minutes long, and it's the proof that these COVID jabs are murder. And following that, I will immediately play a large portion of Karen Kingston's presentation at the Reawaken America Tour called "This is an Act of War Against All of Us." Thank you very much for tuning in. Please spread this to the four winds. We have to get this information out there. It's the only way to save lives. Thanks for listening. God bless you all, and God bless your family.
It's the 22nd of November, 2021, and this is the moment when the jabbing has to stop. A couple of hours ago, Darren Smith, the editor of the excellent Light paper, sent me a paper from the medical journal Circulation, which proves that the COVID-19 jabbing experiment has to stop today. I believe that any doctor or nurse who gives one of the mRNA COVID jabs after today will in due course be struck off the appropriate register and arrested. The journal Circulation is a well-respected publication. It's 71 years old. Its articles are peer-reviewed, and in one survey, it was rated the world's number one journal in the cardiac and cardiovascular system category. I'm going to quote the final sentence of the abstract, which appears at the beginning of the article. This is all I, you, or anyone else needs to know. Open quotes. "We conclude that the mRNA vaccine dramatically increases inflammation on the endothelium and T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscle, and may account for the observations of increased thrombosis, cardiomyopathy, and other vascular events following vaccination." Close quotes. That's it. That's the death bell for the COVID-19 mRNA jabs. The endothelium is a layer of cells lining blood vessels and lymphatic vessels. T cells are a type of white cell. We always knew these jabs were experimental. My video in December 2020, just under a year ago, warned about these specific risks. I read out a list of possible adverse events published officially by the American government. But now we have proof of the link. The mRNA jab is, remember, known not to stop people catching COVID-19, and it is known not to stop people spreading it. I don't believe anyone disputes these facts now. And yet, vast numbers of deaths and serious injuries have occurred among people who have been jabbed. Look at the item headed update, how many are the vaccines killing? The list on my websites. It's a horrific list. Now we have the evidence we need to stop the jabbing programs. In the survey quoted, a total of 566 patients aged 28 to 97 were tested. These were not children, these were adults. The tests were, the number were equally divided among men and women. Open quotes, at the time of this report, close quotes, says the author, open quotes, these changes persist for at least 2.5 months post second dose of vaccine, close quotes. At the very least, the use of these jabs must stop now, immediately, until more long-term tests are done. If there were any journalists left in the mainstream media, this news would be lead item on all TV and radio programs and be on the front pages of all newspapers. Thank heavens for free speech platforms such as BNT, which enable me to bring you this news. I've said all along, for a year, that this jab was an experiment certain to kill and injure. We've always known that to experiment on people without their full consent and understanding, after disclosing all the risks and potential side effects, is a crime. Now the evidence exists that must stop this experiment. If the COVID jab experiment continues after today, then we know for absolute sure that this is not a medical treatment, it's a cull. Please share this video immediately with everyone you know. Thank you.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
So this is the current state of the science, the propaganda. The current state is that we have more and more people being hospitalized now with COVID-19. Well, at first it was called COVID-19 breakthrough. It turned out they were vaccinated. So now it's COVID-like infections. Here's the problem. This is the latest morbidity mortality weekly report from the CDC. And what they did was they took a look at, over the last 10 months, people who were in the hospital. Interestingly, these people were vaccinated, but they had to be vaccinated at least 90 days ago. Interesting, right? Because most people end up in the hospital after they're vaccinated or within the first 2 days or 28 days, you know, 2 days to 2 weeks, and then 28 days. So they had to be out 90 days. Here's the problem. Or they had immunity 90 days out. Only 5% of those people who are diagnosed with COVID-19 tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. Okay. And then those who, and then some of them, I think 8.7% were the ones who tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 at natural immunity. If you go to the next slide, you're like, well, Karen, what about the Delta variant? Okay, whatever. So they tested for the Delta variant. Same numbers, 6% who had COVID-19 only had the virus, the Delta variant that causes COVID-19. And then 10% of the other group only tested positive for the Delta variant. What does this tell you? If you go to the hospital and you're sick, 9 out of 10 doctors will tell you you have COVID-19, but 9 out of 10 tests will tell you you don't. The virus doesn't cause COVID-19. What causes COVID-19 is this mass propaganda and hysteria that's driven by huge financial incentives called an ICD-10 code, a diagnostic code that the doctors get paid to diagnose COVID-19. That's what's driving the pandemic. Fact check that. I'm going to start saying that now. So when I get angry, go fact check you. Sorry, anyway, so keep going. Sorry, forgive me. Sorry. So if we keep going, this is some more. Keep going. Next slide. Thank you. Sorry, wrong lingo. Next slide is what I'm supposed to say. This is good. No, the previous one. So what this is an article from before. Go back. This is an article from the British Medical Journal. It just came out on November 2nd, so just not too long ago. And there's a whistleblower. Her name is Brooke Jackson. She works at what's called a contract research organization. So the pharma companies don't do their own research. They subcontract it out. It's the organization's called Ventavia. They're in Texas, and they had 1,000 people in their study. And here's the problem for Pfizer. According to Brooke, she said the company Ventavia, who submitted the data to Pfizer and the FDA, falsified data, unblinded patients. What that means is the person who was injecting you with either placebo or the vaccine wasn't supposed to tell all the other people that that's what you're injected with. Well, they stuck it in your file. So everyone knew whether or not you got the vaccine or placebo. That leads to bias. They also were slow to follow up and there was no quality control checks. And Brooke continually reported this to her supervisor and she was fired. And yeah, she also reported it to the FDA. She got fired the next day. Now go on to the next slide. Let's talk about that testing again. Here's a problem. So there were 1,000 people that Ventavia about enlisted. So that'd be 500 placebo, 500 vaccine. At Ventavia, they didn't get around to testing 477 people who had COVID-19 symptoms. This is the problem. What was the primary endpoint? COVID-19 symptoms with a confirmed positive test. So the data is completely fraudulent. And they submitted this report in September, and they had an audit shortly thereafter from the FDA. Now, go to the next slide. This is why this is a problem. Remember in October of last year, October 22nd of last year, Pfizer had a meeting going, hey, we're going to see heart inflammation, not Pfizer, the FDA, heart inflammation, we're going to see paralysis, we're going to see inflammation of the spinal cord, heart attacks, and deaths. So a lot of us in the industry thought, well, they thought that was coming because of the other mRNA studies that were happening. No, they knew this was coming because of their own mRNA study. Their contract research organization says, look, people are dying and they're getting permanently disabled. So Pfizer knew this was coming. Keep going, because it gets worse. This is also fraudulent data. So I just showed you whistleblower data. And that's hearsay in a court of law. But this is the FDA and Pfizer's own document. There's two cases right here in the Pfizer November 20th submission. One is a 36-year-old male, perfectly healthy. Keep in mind, everyone in the studies, in the phase three studies, the 44,000 people, and it was ages 12 and older, not just 16 and older, they were perfectly healthy. 36-year-old male hospitalized with COVID-19. He failed the test. He didn't test positive. He was vaccinated. He was hospitalized the same day he got the second dose. The next case is a 66-year-old male. He got hospitalized within 28 days of the second dose. He had many, many tests, probably over a dozen tests, never tested positive for COVID-19. These two were hospitalized from the vaccine, and it was never included in the actual data. It gets worse. This is also from the FDA submission. What you will find here is there were 407 people in the vaccine group. Next slide. There's 407 people in the vaccine group who had COVID-19 cases. Who were injected, they came down with COVID-19 within 1 week of the first or second dose. And there was 287 in the placebo. Here's the problem. The FDA admits in their own document, and Pfizer admits in their own document, this could have been COVID-19, or it could just be the reactogenicity. It could be that the vaccine, the effects of the vaccine are so similar to COVID-19, we can't tell the difference if it's the virus or the vaccine that's causing it. It gets worse. Next slide. Well, how do they define COVID-19? Well, one of their definitions includes significant liver, kidney, and neurological dysfunction, admission to the intensive care unit, and death. They're confused as to whether or not the virus caused death in their study or their vaccine did. This is fraud. This is criminal. It gets worse. It gets worse. Next slide. Even with all this bogus fraud, they still could improve efficacy. This 95% efficacy is a bunch of bogus stuff. Fact check that. So Biden. So anyway, so the 95% is a confidence interval. So what does that mean? That means, go to the next slide. If you do this study 100 times over, 95 out of 100 times, you can be confident that if you get the Pfizer vaccine, you will have a 99% chance of not getting infected. And if you get the placebo, you'll have a 99% chance of not getting infected. That's what it means. Yeah, wow. No one reads this stuff. It kills me. I even sent it to some people. Here's when it gets even worse and criminal. I'm sorry, I'm going to be just 90 seconds over. Next slide. I cried when I read this. We all thought that the 12 to 15 year old study didn't start until they started that study, and then it was approved on May 10th. Well, according to the FDA document, there were 100 children between the ages of 12 to 15 in the adult study for 16 and older. And I'm going to read this to you verbatim because I don't want to mess it up. Reotogenicity data, so adverse event data from a total of 100 children between 12 and 15 enrolled in the phase 3 study were provided as part of the EUA submission. However, Pfizer did not request inclusion of this age group in the data because there was insufficient data to support a benefit risk determination at this time. Therefore, the side effect data for participants 12 to 15 are not presented in this document. They said, look, first of all, the data goes 1 week post second dose, that's it. So they knew they were harming children or killing the children, and they chose to cover it up and not make it public. We wouldn't do this to animals, and we're doing this to our children. Go to the next slide. This should have never happened to Maddie. This should have never happened to Maddie. They knew it would happen. I showed you all the documents. Pfizer knew this would happen. This is conspiracy to commit aggravated assault and murder of minors through a toxic agent. Next slide. CEO Albert Bourla has the audacity and the lack of humanity to call me a criminal, to call Clay a criminal, to call all of us a criminal. This man is a criminal, and he's following Joseph Goebbels' lead, the minister of Nazi propaganda. Accuse the other side, that which you are guilty of. Go to the next slide. We all know now that the Wuhan HU1 spike protein is the bioweapon. Well, guess what? In Pfizer's biological license authorization letter, what does it produce? It says the mRNA in Comirnaty is an mRNA encoding the full-length SARS-CoV-2 spike glycoprotein derived from the Wuhan HU1 isolate from Genbank. They manufactured a bioweapon. Sorry, I'm going to go next slide. I'm going to wrap this up. Unfortunately, under the PAPR Act, we believe we can't charge these people because of willful misconduct, but under the PREP Act, willful misconduct is completely waived, and it is defined as intentionally achieving a wrongful purpose, knowingly without legal or factual justice, and in disregard of known or obvious risk that is so great to make it highly probable that the harm will outweigh the benefit. Go. The only way to end this, and I'm sorry I'm ending short, go to the last slide, please. I've got to cut ahead. The only way to end this is to send letters to our elected congressmen and women and tell them that the pandemic is not a threat to national security, that our government is a threat to national security.
Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Human beings are the predators of the planet, according to the Club of Rome. Sean, this is how I was recruited to work with Lyndon LaRouche. In the late 60s, he identified Aurelio Pace, an Italian oligarch who founded the Club of Rome, as at the center of a policy which included Prince Bernhard, who was an open Nazi from Belgium, and Prince Philip of the British royal family, and now his offspring, Prince Charles, is the same thing. Their philosophy was that we have to reduce the world's population to 2 billion or 1 billion people. In other words, mass genocide. That was the policy of the Club of Rome.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.